And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what? Begin right here. Yes. Hard to believe. It was so easy, wasn't it?
Thank you, Abraham, for giving me the opportunity to ask a couple of questions. How does fate, destiny, and karma relate to the law of attraction and deliberate creation?
In this way, everything is about law of attraction, and you can call it fate, destiny, or karma if you want to.
I think I need to think about that for a minute.
In other words, nothing comes to anyone that doesn't come in response to your vibrational offering. The reason that people would say it's something like fate is because they're offering a vibration, not understanding that they're offering a vibration, because they're counting on words and action to make things happen. And so when people get something different than what they say they want, then they have to assign some outside power to it. So they give the power to all kinds of different things and say, the reason that I'm not getting what I want is because there are other forces that are controlling what comes to me. Mm-hmm. And then they assign it a label like, well, it's just meant to be, or it's karma. It was something that I set forth before my birth, and so it's out of control. Mm-hmm. At least that is usually the reason that people are so quick to call it something other than response of law of attraction. Mm-hmm. You see, whatever comes to you comes in response to your vibration. If you are offering a vibration deliberately, so you're able to notice the universal response to your vibration, then you begin to feel more control of your experience. But most people, most everyone you know, is offering a vibration, not realizing they're doing it. We call it creating by default. But it is still, nothing comes to anyone apart from the vibrational offering. Then there's another thing that complicates it a little bit further, and that is you were thinking before you got here. You were offering vibration before you got here. But not one of you ever set into motion some negative attraction before you got here. All of the attraction that is offered from your non-physical vantage point is offered from that place of pure positive energy. When you think about it, when you feel negative emotion, what it means every time is that you're having a thought, beating a drum, we like to say, a chronic thought or a belief, a thought you keep thinking. You're thinking a thought that you've been thinking long enough that you've got some momentum going on it, and that thought doesn't match with your broader point of view, with who you really are, the thinking of who you really are, the total that life has caused you to become. And so, as you beat the drum of that thought that is such a departure, a thought like, I'm not worthy, when the drum that your inner being beats is, I'm absolutely worthy. So when you are offering a vibration that's a departure from who you really are, you feel your personal, separation is too strong a word, but your personal departure, pinching off of that pure positive energy. And so then we want to call your attention to the fact that if your inner being would join you in that negative thought, there would be no separation. In other words, if you were angry at someone and you could talk your inner being and being angry with that person too, then there would be no separation between you and you. But there is a separation between you and you when you're angry, because the source